Thank you for this opportunity to address the topic of how to strengthen the review process. Sweden is aligned with the statement made by the European Union, which also introduced the EU's working paper on this topic to this PrepCom. I want to add some remarks in my national capacity. Sweden wants to emphasize the important work done in the framework of the working group during last year's PrepCom and the listed recommendations to improve effectiveness, efficiency, transparency, accountability, coordination, and continuity. Even though the discussions in the working group could not reach consensus, Sweden was very encouraged by the interactive and constructive work that were done. The proposals and recommendations presented last year also received strong support among states parties and should guide our way forward. To this year's PrepCom, reading the many working papers on this topic that has also been widely referred to by colleagues in the room, and listening to statements at this PrepCom during the plenary, especially in Cluster 1, and more in-depth exchanges that we have had during side events, it is our understanding that a majority of delegations are keen to moving forward with the aim of further strengthening the review process during this review cycle. We should definitely build on this momentum, giving it the appropriate time and space during the rest of this review cycle and towards RevCon 2026. We encourage all stage parties to engage and to continue this work. Sweden wants to put particular emphasis on the necessity to promote the work on transparency and accountability and the need for improved reporting, especially by nuclear weapon states. In this regard, Sweden wants to refer to constructive engagement that we have seen by France, UK, and the US. And we welcome all nuclear weapon states for continued engagement and efforts in this regard. Chair, action is long overdue and concrete steps in the right direction would be long-awaited welcome progress in fulfilling the commitments from previous review conferences across the three pillars and to the benefit of the NPT treaty and its implementation. I thank you, Chair.